KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's recap the state girls basketball championships from the weekend. In Class 4A, it was Ballard defeating Glenwood 47-45 as Josie Fleischman knocked down a tying three with a minute 57 left, then sank the game winner with 37 seconds left to lift the Bombers to a 47-45 win over Glenwood. Brooke Lowe added 16 points and 7 rebounds for Ballard, and all-tournament captain Molly Isle led both teams with 13 rebounds and scored 6 points. Madison Camden hit 4 three-pointers and scored 20 to lead top-ranked Glenwood, while Jenna Hopp had 14 points and 11 rebounds. Ballard was the first Iowa team to beat Glenwood. They finished 21-4. Camden and Hopp also made the all-tournament team, along with North Scott's Ashley Fountain and Emma Miner of Dallas Center Grimes this season. Also in the 3A state championship, sisters Janie and Gracie Schoonhoven had one more act together, and it was the most satisfying of all as Janie forged her third double-double of the tournament with 17 points and 16 rebounds, and Gracie added 9 points and 7 assists to lead Unity Christian to the 3A state championship, a 48-31 win over West Lyon. Also, it was Dyke New Hartford finding its shooting touch just in time to win a state championship. Shackled for three quarters by Maquoketa Valley zone defense, the Wolverines outscored the Wildcats 22-9 in the fourth quarter as they claimed a 47-42 win over Maquoketa Valley in a battle of undefeateds. And same matchup and same results, Newell Fonda is the 1A state champ for the third consecutive year. The Mustangs got some clutch play and free throw shooting from all-tournament captain Macy Seavers in the closing minutes as they beat Bishop Garrigan of Algona 66-52 for its fourth title overall. Seavers finished with 17 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 steals as the Mustangs closed out another memorable season by defeating the same team they beat in last year's championship game and avenging an earlier loss to Bishop Garrigan again back in December. Well, now that the girls' state tournament is concluded, the Hawkeye 10 Conference announced its all-conference girls basketball teams for the year. First team selections include a couple of unanimous picks, Kelsey Fields of Creston and Paige Anderson of Denison. Also on the first team, Haley Rasmussen, a senior guard from Atlantic, along with Ellie Scarborough and Madison Camden of Glenwood. Jenna Hopp of Glenwood, also a first team pick, along with Hannah Neiman of Denison and Allie Petrie of St. Albert. Second team selections include Sam Dunphy of Creston, McKenna Pettipier of Lewis Central, Ava Wolf of Shenandoah, Ellie Magnuson of Denison, Coral Matheny of Glenwood, Kate Mayhall of Kemper Catholic, Ashley Hall of Harlan, and Macy Linen of Harlan. And among the honorable mention picks, Jada Jensen of Atlantic was an honorable mention selection this season. Also, the boys Hawkeye 10 Conference all-conference teams announced over the weekend. The first team selections include several unanimous picks, including all the first teamers were unanimous selections. Skylar Handlos of Atlantic was one of those, the senior guard for Atlantic. He was joined unanimously on the first team by Michael Scholl of Clarinda, Colby Berg of Creston, Braden Hayden of Denison, Ryan Bloom of Glenwood, Connor Frame of Harlan, Wyatt Hatcher of Lewis Central, and Sam Rallis of St. Albert. Second team selections were led by Dayton Templeton of Atlantic, the junior guard. Also, Drew Brown of Clarinda, Caden Biggs of Creston, Caden Johnson of Glenwood, Bradley Curran of Harlan, John Mayhall of Kemper Catholic, Max DeVries of Red Oak, and Carter White of St. Albert were all second team picks. Grant Sturm of Atlantic, a senior guard, was an honorable mention selection. Well, the Pride of Iowa Conference announced its all-conference girls basketball picks. Maddox DeVault of Nottoway Valley and TJ Stokes of Lenox were unanimous first team selections. They were joined on the first team by Cassidy Nelson of Lenox, Mount Airs' Rachel Sabatka, also Emily Jones of Wayne and Lindsay Davis of Nottoway Valley all were first teamers. Second team picks include Lexi Scheich of Nottoway Valley, Lindsay Dale of Central Decatur, Josie Hartman of Southeast Warren, Maddie Stewart of Mount Air, Kaylin Lack of East Union, and Olivia Rubel of Southeast Warren. Among the honorable mention selections were Corinne Bond of Nottoway Valley, Jordan England of Lenox, Southwest Valley's Maggie Heyer. Also, Bedford's Kennedy Weed was an honorable mention pick this season. Iowa lost Joe Wieskamp to injury in the opening half and a 12-point lead in the second half, but the 5th-ranked Hawkeyes gutted one out in a 77-73 win over 25th-ranked Wisconsin. That was a game that featured endless reviews and bizarre double foul in the waning seconds. With the win, the Hawks are the third seed in the Big Ten tournament.
You know, for this team to win 20 games in a short season and win 14 games in the toughest league in the country. So I'm just, I'm really proud of what we've accomplished. And, you know, obviously feel like you know, we're just getting started.
That's Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey. Iowa's 20-7, and they'll open the Big Ten tournament Friday night. Wieskamp suffered an ankle injury midway through the opening half and never returned.
We would not rush him back. I want him to be ready. I want him to play when he's ready to play. And we'll see how long it will take for that to happen.
Jordan Bohannon scored 10 points in the final 4 minutes, including 3 free throws in the final minute after being fouled on a jump shot to give Iowa the lead for good.
Yeah, it shows the kind of character we have on this team to really pull out that game, because it was a football game, to be honest with you. That was a football game from every aspect of defensive end, offensive end. You know, there's a lot of situations where there's a couple tangle-ups, but, you know, that's Big Ten basketball, and that gets us ready for, you know, what's to come.
Bohannon finished with 16 points. Luca Garza led the way with 21 points and 16 rebounds. Wieskamp had hit his first 5 shots and had a dozen points when he was injured in that opening half. Loyola outscored Drake 12-4 to start the second half Sunday as the 20th-ranked Ramblers beat the Bulldogs 75-65 in the championship game of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. Loyola connected on 59% for the game, including 10 of 17 from three-point range.
Yeah, I think they're really good. I mean, they're well-coached. They're good on offense. They're good on defense. They have veterans. They have depth. They're a team that can make a deep tournament run, and they certainly showed that today.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries. Tramell Murphy and DJ Wilkins had 20 points each to lead the Bulldogs. Drake is 25-4, and DeVries says the Bulldogs have done more than enough to earn an at-large bid into the NCAA tournament.
You look at the quad one, quad twos, they're 6-2 right now in that category. You know, you look at some of the things we've had to overcome throughout the year, with some of the COVID pause and then the schedule that we had to, you know, play a max amount of games in a short period of time. I think this group has more than showed their resiliency and their ability to go be an NCAA tournament team, and I think they'll show themselves well.
Elsewhere in top 25 men's college basketball, Macy Oteague had 35 points, matching a school record with 10 made three-pointers as number 3 Baylor beat number 18 Texas Tech 88-73 in their regular season finale. Rocket Watts scored 21 points, and Aaron Henry had 18 to lead Michigan State to a 70-64 win over number 2 Michigan that seems to seal coach Tom Izzo's 23rd consecutive NCAA tournament bid. Also, Tremont Mark hit a long three-pointer as time ran out to give number 9 Houston a 67-64 win over Memphis, and number 15 Texas finished the regular season with a third consecutive road victory, beating TCU 76-64. Steve Prohm believes he deserves a chance to continue as Iowa State's coach. A program that's won 4 of the last 6 Big 12 tournament titles cratered this season as the Cyclones finished 0-18 in the Big 12. It was their first winless conference season since 1937.
I believe we've done a lot of special things. I thought when you talk about on the floor, off the floor, so without question, you know, I'm excited about guys we have coming in the program. I got excited about guys we have sitting out. So without question, there's no doubt about it.
Prohm is in his 6th season as the head coach. The Cyclones will play Oklahoma Wednesday in the opening round of the Big 12 tournament.
I love this program. I put my heart and soul in this program. I care about the future. I care about the past. I care about the guys that laid the pathway before. It doesn't bother anybody more than it bothers me, believe me that.
Prohm still has 4 years remaining on his current contract. And the top-ranked Iowa Hawkeye wrestling team was crowned 4 individual champions to win a second straight Big Ten title over the weekend. The Hawkeyes were coming off a nearly 1-month break due to a COVID pause. Here's Iowa coach Tom Brands.
You know, I alluded to the international schedule that these guys that want international accolades are going to have to go through as well. There's not going to be competition every weekend. It's not going to be, you know, laid out for you in a season. It's a 12-month calendar, and that's how we talk to our guys. And with everything that was uncertain, the uncertainty is part of the conversation. Be ready for anything.
Hawkeyes will try to win the national title that eluded them a year ago when the NCAA championships were canceled in the early days of the pandemic. That's a check of sports here this morning.